Star Wars 7x7 episode 2956. All right, it's a Spinner Sunday, and we are looking at the last of the four Galactic Tales. These are short stories from Star Wars Insider Magazine that celebrate the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones, and the last one is a doozy featuring Mace Windu. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So this story is called From the Shadows Come the Krayn, and it's by Rodney Barnes. This is his first short story for Star Wars. He's done comics. He did a Lando series and one of the War of the Bounty Hunters one-shots, and he's also doing the adaptation of season one of The Mandalorian for Marvel, but this is his first original short story for Star Wars, so this is very cool. And there's something unusual about this particular story as compared to the other Galactic Tales stories, which is that it's in the present tense. So instead of he said, it's he says, for example. And you know, I find that it gives an immediacy to the story that I thought was really compelling. And it's not something that you often see in storytelling in general, but also in Star Wars in specific. So yeah, interesting choice to be sure. So this features Mace Windu going on an investigation. And this is a full spoiler podcast for this, by the way. I mean, in the sense that I'm not gonna totally spoil the story for you, but I'm definitely gonna be sharing some details about it. First of all, we don't necessarily get a sense of when this is taking place. It's definitely after Attack of the Clones, but it's not necessarily before Revenge of the Sith. It features Mace Windu and some clone troopers who are with him. They're going to this planet called Dinutu, D-I-N-U-T-U. This is its first appearance, hasn't been in Star Wars storytelling anywhere previously, whether canon or legends. And the reason why Mace and company are going there is because seven other planets in this star system have been pillaged by some unknown force, and Dinutu is the eighth planet. A group of Republic representatives and a Jedi escort were sent there, but they have been killed, and so now Mace is going with clone troopers to investigate. Now, this is also a very concerning situation because the wounds that have been sustained by people who have been attacked by this mysterious group of characters have similarities to lightsabers. Definitely not as clean a cut or anything like that, but it's enough where it's kind of raising some kind of red flag situation, basically. So as they go to investigate, Mace and the clone troopers are on the surface. They find some of the survivors on Dinutu who say that they are trying to keep safe, and they thought Mace and the clone troopers were actually part of the attacking party. Then the actual attackers come out, and they are fierce, and they also have this refractive skin cell technology, which basically kind of makes you think of the Predator franchise, where they can camouflage themselves, but they really only do it in the dark. In the light, they seem to have a problem with this. So Mace Windu is able to figure this out because he is able to wound one of these characters, and the species is called the Krayn, and they capture this one Krayn and bring the Krayn back to their ship, and Mace actually interrogates the Krayn, but with a serious force trick, basically like enough of a mind trick where it is like a truth serum, basically like gets the Krayn to just submit and start talking and sharing information. Now, the Krayn apparently just worship death, according to the people on Dinutu, and according to this one Krayn, it's emptiness that they value, and the reason why they cut people's limbs off is because in death, they don't need limbs, apparently, according to the Krayn, which Mace Windu is like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't ask that question, or now I know why I didn't ask that question. So Mace also has some great attitude, as you would expect him to, and there is a protocol droid involved in this where Mace can barely tolerate the protocol droid, which is also fun. And so understanding the enemy and knowing what the enemy wants basically out of all this, Mace comes up with a plan to effectively defeat the Krayn that are on this planet, and thankfully there's not a lot of them, but this plan also puts all of the survivors on Dinutu that are in and around this area in danger, and also puts the clone troopers in danger as well. I thought that was a very interesting choice, and actually I've been thinking a lot about this sort of thing because I'm reading something that is very cool right now, and I don't think I can talk about it just yet, but I'm going to be talking about it very soon on the show here. Sorry to be coy about it, not meaning to. It's only going to be a week before you find out what that is, so just hang in there. Anyway, so ultimately, a good read, an interesting read, and a great finale for the whole Galactic Tales situation. This is a fun way to celebrate the whole Attack of the Clones thing. I like these additional stories that we got. It's very cool. And we've also got a bit of news from Star Wars Insider as well about the High Republic. So, as you know, or as we've talked about here on the podcast, so if you've listened for a while, you've probably heard this, this whole Galactic Tales thing also fills in a gap in between Phase 1 and Phase 2 of High Republic storytelling, right? Because High Republic Phase 1 ended earlier this year, and they had been doing short stories in Star Wars Insider related to the High Republic. Well, they are resuming High Republic storytelling in Star Wars Insider magazine, and the very first High Republic story from Phase 2 is going to be a story told in Star Wars Insider, because of course the novels aren't coming out until I think October is the earliest one right now, but in September, I think it's September 13th to be specific, the issue of Star Wars Insider that comes out is going to feature the first Phase 2 High Republic story, and it's by George Mann. That's as much as we know about it right now, but hey, it's kind of cool to know that we're getting kicked off. That'll be Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 213, and when it comes out, we'll be talking about that here on the show. In the meantime, that'll do it for our conversation about From the Shadows Come the Crayon, the final of the four Galactic Tales celebrating the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones, and that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.